Finance with Evan Lucas. To keep essential pathology affordable and accessible for all Australians, visit keeppathologybulkbill.com.au.
Ev will know who's made the most money out of sticks, I reckon.
Do you reckon? I tell you what, these guys have been unbearable this morning on the basis that the Dow has gone through the roof.
He's still in cash, Ev.
Fair dinkum.
Tell him, Ev.
No, I can see on your live feed that Sam's just sitting there dancing away, just having a great time rubbing this in your nose.
So look at him. What, 400 plus last night?
Well, we've been telling you. So, don't you listen to it? He's an expert. And he's only been on this program for how long you been on this program, on this radio station for? Can you just remind him?
Probably about 18 months.
Yeah, 18 months.
Music. It's got to turn.
It will one day, but...
A turn, let me go through that, okay? So let's go GFC, COVID, if you go the Euro crisis in 2011 and 12, Asian financial crisis back in the early 2000s, dot-com bubble, 99-2000, all of those, Millsy, if you have a look at them, they are not only recuperated, but in the argument for the dot-com bubble, it's actually about six times larger, the US market, than it was during the dot-com bubble. If you look at the GFC, that is now just a blip in terms of what's going on in the US markets. That's why Warren Buffett's quote is always there, that it is time in the market rather than timing the market, and being invested will always outperform any other strategy that you can think about. But anyway, getting back to Carl's question, not rubbing it in Millsy's poor face, we need to talk about the fact that, yes, last night the Dow up 450 points. The S&P 500, however, made a new record all-time high. And we today look like crossing, for the ASX 200, 7,900 points.
Boo, yeah, Millsy.
I look at this and say, when people like Seb... who knows about as much as I know about how physics works. He starts giving stock tips. It's a time to get out.
He's been listening to the advice. He's got his little portfolio that's just been bubbling away. Look how happy he is. He's about to go on a Contiki tour that's been paid for by the share market.
Millsy. Well, good luck to him.
Millsy. Let's also point this out there. Diversifying is the answer here. I know you're invested in property and property's your thing, but...
No, I'm not.
No, he's in cash.
Is he? Oh, okay.
Well, I'm not
at least you're getting your 5%, mate.
I'm not the only one, though. I mean, we're older. We've been around. We've seen it, mate. We've seen it go up. Yeah. We've seen it blow up.
But so as I said to you, every time it blows up, the response in the aftermath of the blow up is to see almost double the return to what it was during the blow up. So again. The Warren Buffett quote that I'll keep putting out to you, be greedy when people are fearful and fearful when people are greedy, that's always resonating. But again, if you look, COVID's a great example. March 20th, 2020, to where we are today, the ASX 200 is up over 65%. In the States, it's actually doubled itself. So again, we can talk about all those blow-ups, but the longer you're in the market, the more likely you return. As they show, over 7 years – the average is that you'll double the money you've had when you first invested.
Anyway, good luck to those people that are in the market. Looks like being a great week.
You are too. You've got superannuation. So
no,
don't worry,
cash,
mate.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a self-managed fund.
It's in cash.
Oh.
It's in bonds.
Who's advising you?
I'm in junk bonds.
He does it himself.
That'll be good.
He's only got himself to blame.
Evan, have a wonderful Easter, mate. Enjoy the break and we'll talk again on Tuesday because the market's closed Friday and Monday, yeah?
It is indeed, yes.
All right, mate. Have a good break with your family. Evan Lucas there. And if you're in the market, good luck to you. Having a great time. Good luck to you.
You want a couple of stock tips?
No, I don't want any tips.